But first this evening, we start with arts news from Alan Corr. And Alan, a lost and unfinished Orson Welles film is set for release.
Well, this is something called The Other Side of the Wind. It stars John Huston and it was shot between 1969 and 1976. And it is to be completed by Huston's disciple, Peter Bogdanovich, who was asked by Welles to finish the film in the event of the great director's death. According to the New York Times, The Other Side of the Wind will be screened to celebrate the 100th anniversary of Welles' birth next year. Now, the plot of the movie is very meta. Huston plays obsessive veteran filmmaker Jake Hannaford, who is struggling to complete his final film despite the collapse of the Hollywood studio system and the rise of a new wave of younger directors. Now, in another nice twist to this film within a film, Bogdanovich himself plays a young protege of Hannaford.
Roy Keane makes the shortlist for the Bord Gáis Energy Irish Book Awards 2014.
Well, Roy's rip-roaring new tome, The Second Half, makes it onto the shortlist for the sports book section of the Bord Gáis Energy Irish Book Awards 2014, which is one literary award with no whiff of elitism. You, the reader, get to vote on it. There's a total of 10 categories altogether, from crime fiction to children's novels, and it is a comprehensive and eclectic roundup of the Irish literary year, with titles from Cecilia Hearn to Cathy Kelly to literary figures including Colm Tobin and Joseph O'Connor. Now in its 9th year, the awards are very democratic. The winners are decided not just by the usual panel of experts, you know, librarians, critics, authors, booksellers, but also by a public vote on each category. Closing date for your all-important votes is midnight on November the 21st, so get clicking.
Young Fathers win the Mercury Music Prize 2014.
Who? Well, there may have been a few jaws and shiny new iPhones dropping in the Roundhouse in London last night when Scottish hip-hop act Young Fathers swiped a £20,000 prize from under the noses of favourites Kate Tempest and FKA Twigs. Young Fathers won for their album Dead, and they say they plan to celebrate by going to Berlin to make a new album. Good on them. But as usual, Evelyn, the question remains, is the Mercury Prize a curse or a blessing? Either way, let's have a listen to Young Fathers and their terrific song, Get Up.
Thanks to Alan Corr there. And for more information on these stories and more, take a look at RTE 10, the Entertainment Network.